Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 1st of May edition.
Yes.
We weren't here last week, but we're here this week.
Shit. Look, things happen.
Sometimes you think things are happening and it turns out that they're not happening. It is what it is. But we're back. There's no baby yet.
No baby yet. So
hopefully we won't be here next week and there'll be a baby in its place. Fingers crossed for Kat.
As far as things have been going, baby's not going to be here for another year. So that's what it feels like. So, yeah, last week we were preemptively like, oh, we'll start leave. And then baby's like, I don't want to come. And we're like, okay, we'll go back to work. So that's why we're back today, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But it is.
Yes. Yes. We are going to run through our new release beauty products. We don't have any updates. This is a silver lining to the current global climate. So we're taking full advantage of it. It's good times in terms of not rehashing old shit.
All right. So let's start from the start. We're just going to go alphabetical and we're just going to do it. But before we do, let's appreciate our backgrounds. This is our real houses, guys.
Look at my view. Isn't it beautiful? Are you jealous? Can you work out where I live?
We're true influencers today. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. All right. The first thing is from Beauty Bakery. And this is a collection that is launching in summer. So we don't even have a date. Well, it's not a collection. It's a pack. But a lot of people have been talking about it. I thought it's something that we should touch on because it's been getting a bit of buzz. But essentially, it is a brush set. So it's the Eyes Cream Paint Job. Ooh, sounds a bit awkward. But it is essentially a 5-piece brush set with a brush roll. But because it's Beauty Bakery, it's themed around baking. So there's a, like, the eye brushes are on one end and then like cooking tools, that's what it is,
yeah,
are on the other end, which are very cute. And then the brush roll looks like an apron. So some people are thinking this is the most gimmicky thing in the world. Other people are living for it. I think it's just a matter of personal preference, but that is coming.
I think it's cute as fuck.
I think it's cute too. Like, I wouldn't buy it because I know I wouldn't use it. But yeah. I do think they've done it very well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's cute. Quickly, something new from Charlotte Tilbury. We have the Magic Lip Oil Crystal Elixir. It's available now exclusively at charlottetilbury.com. It's $40, £38, €35, $56. No. No.
No. You're too expensive, hun.
It's supposed to boost lip volume by up to 70% in 28 days.
The thing about these sort of lip products, though, is that they only temporarily plump your lips. So unless you're getting fillers injected into your lips.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's got a whole bunch of magic ingredients. There's a whole list of them. And they're saying it's, 8 magic ingredients. It is what it is.
So if you want to spend $40 or $56 on a lip oil, go for your life.
I can imagine actually, Hayley, that one day when you are doing some late night shopping, that will probably be added to your cart.
Look, if I'm on painkillers again, it's possible.
I'm like, it sounds bougie and ridiculous, but I think Hayley is like the target.
I would be the person that would buy that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, ColourPop has launched their first release since, I don't know, like nearly a month or something. It's been ages. But this has launched exclusively at Ulta. So ColourPop are still not shipping from their warehouse, but they have launched this sort of collection that has 2 eyeshadow palettes, 2 blushes, and 4 luxe lip glosses. They're just pretty nude. It's not that exciting. So there's the All Things palette and the Solstice palette. And one is sort of more mauvey, cool toned, and one is more pinky, nude toned. And then they've got lip glosses and blushes to match. It's not super exciting, but it's the first we've heard from ColourPop in a while.
It is. It's been a long time.
It's unusual. I think that is more shocking than the current pandemic, is the fact that we haven't heard from Colourpop in so long.
Yeah, I have to agree. All right, we have something here from Glamlight. Actually, there's two things here. Yeah. So we have a sneak peek of an upcoming palette. It's called the Donut Palette. So it's a new addition, newest addition to our Glamlight To Go line. So this is one of their smaller palettes.
Yeah, so I think it's one a smaller version of their cake palette.
Right, okay.
So, and what they've done is they've made the packaging. So the cake palette, the packaging was supposedly quite bulky and big and looked like a cake. Yep. This is a similar thing, but it looks like a donut and it's like padded. So yep. I would say that the colours, yeah, the colours that, we haven't seen the colours inside yet, and we don't even have a date for when it's coming, but it's coming soon. But I do feel like they're going to just make a pink sort of mini version of the cake palette. So if you liked that, or you wanted a travel version, or you love donuts, this is coming. But they have also launched a new taco palette. So this is the street taco palette. It's already out. It's got 10 highly pigmented shades, including 6 buttery mattes, 1 dynamic duochrome, and 3 ultra dazzling shimmers. So if you like tacos, or you like this color story, which is very, I'm going to say Jaclyn Hill with a pop of green.
Yep, I agree.
Morphe Jaclyn Hill number 2 with a pop of green is what this is, but condensed. I don't hate it. I think it's quite fun for like summer, which is what the US is going into. So it makes sense to me. But if you like the food themed stuff, look, they're not stopping anytime soon.
No, they're still going. From Glossier, we have a new hand cream. So this is a fast-absorbing, nutrient-rich moisturiser in a palm-sized pod with sleek curves and super squeezable body. So it contains meadow foam seed oil and coconut fruit extract. It's supposed to be nourishing without a greasy feel, and it uses a second skin matrix to hold moisture in and keep skin stresses out. The ergonomic pack is designed for on-the-go application with a click-to-close cap to secure against spills in the bottom of your bag, and it has the Glossier U scent. It's available now for $18.
Look, I don't mind this idea. I do think the packaging looks a little bit excessive. But I have to say the imagery, there's something about it that's really off-putting. Like this glob that they've just like squeezed out. There's something about it where I'm like, ooh.
Look, I know what it makes me think of, but it's not appropriate. And it's not marshmallow.
There's something weird about it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. So, it is what it is.
I just look at that packaging and I think, like, that's essentially what you're paying for.
Yes, absolutely.
And I get this vibe from Glossier as a brand where I look at the brand and what I hear in my head is, you can't sit with us. And I'm like, this packaging looks like that. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, that's a fair
roundup. I do agree with that, actually. Yeah, for sure. You don't have enough money to sit with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Show me your $18 hand cream.
Yeah. Yeah. Show me your platinum credit card before you can sit down.
Yeah.
I feel that. But I'm sure the hand cream's lovely.
It's probably gorgeous.
It's probably lovely.
And if you want it, go get it. Get yourself bougie hand cream.
Yeah, enjoy. Glow Recipe, we've seen a new product from them. So this is part of their Watermelon Glow range. It's a PHA and BHA pore tight toner. So it's inspired by the Korean Aqua Peel facials. And it is a toner that exfoliates. It's got a whole bunch of different ingredients in it. It's got a fresh cucumber and watermelon scent. I can't want it.
I would
Yeah.
I was going to say I would buy this, but I can't use acids.
Yeah. Look, yeah, if you can't use acids, you can't use this. I think this could be a nice product. I think what scares me about it a little bit is that you think of toners and you think of liquid toners that you sort of wipe on with a cotton pad. This is like a sticky, fizz-like consistency that you put on. And this must be, like, I'm not very familiar with these aqua peel facials, these Korean aqua peel facials. So for me, this is a bit different. I would definitely give it a crack, though.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
But that's $34 and available now at glowrecipe.com.
I know a lot of people are really excited about that.
Yeah, well, I was just going to, like, hang on. Yes, well, I understand because the watermelon stuff's very lovely.
It is. That mist is so nice. Oh, where's mine? Oh, back. It's back there.
Be your shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. House Labs have announced an expansion to their Le Riot lip gloss and RIP lip liner ranges. So there's 9 new shades of the lip glosses, $18 each, and 7 new shades of the lip liners, $16 each. They were supposed to launch on the 21st of April, but they've been delayed because of coronavirus stuff. They haven't announced when it's going to come. It's just been delayed. But we can see all the shades, and they've got some interesting lip gloss shades, including like shimmery blacks, shimmery gold. I thought these were the like liquid eyeshadows when I first saw them.
So did I. I was really confused when I saw these at first. I was like, they've got those shades. Why are they replicating them? And then I'm like, why is there a fucking sky blue lip gloss? No, I don't understand. I don't care. It's weird.
It is weird. It is.
And also, I think it's really, really weird when brands are like, we're going to launch this. Oh, no, we won't. Totally
inappropriate. Yeah, a couple days later, they're like, no, we're not. It's like,
I know. Like, plan it's this? Not like, you know, it's not like it's the start of this thing going on. Like, we know we're in it. We're in it. Everybody knows about it. So it's not like when a brand released something and then they were like, you know what, we're actually going to pull back because the world is changing and we don't know what's happening. This is like, we're in it. And they're like, hey, look, new stuff. Oh, no, actually, we changed our mind. Go focus on the more important stuff.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. But I do think what happened with this launch was similar to what we've seen in past weeks with like Huda and a few other brands, was I think websites started putting it up before. But it is only sold through their own website. Yeah. But I think it was on Amazon or something and people were spotting it and then they were like, oh, yeah, these are the things. Oh, wait, actually, no, we don't. I don't know. If you're interested,
like if you're going to release something, just release it. It's still okay to release shit.
And Amazon is still shipping.
Exactly. Don't then retract it like you're trying to focus on like the frontline workers of COVID-19. Like,
by not releasing a lip gloss.
Exactly. They literally made a statement. Right now, we want to keep the focus on medical workers and all those on the front lines battling against COVID-19. Like, what?
Then shut down your whole website.
Yeah. We have decided with our co-founder, Lady Gaga, to hold the release.
Or they should have just released it and then, like, donated a portion of it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
Anyway. I don't know.
They're dead to me. Well, not really, but good enough. There's a couple of new things from Hourglass that sound interesting.
Mm-hmm. We have the Weightless Radiance Soft Focus Setting Spray. So this is a hydrating setting spray that is supposed to give your skin like a glowy, dewy finish. And then we have the Veil Eye Primer, which is supposed to smooth and nourish eyelids while enhancing your makeup application, eyeshadow application.
Yeah.
I believe they're all available now.
Yeah, at Hourglass. Yes. What I think is interesting about this, though, is they're adding, so their Veil range, their primer has been one of their highest selling products for years and years and years. And then they more recently brought out that powder. And so they're just adding to the range. But I think this is a really good move because, again, these are things that are missing from their collection or their range. So, you know, a finishing spray, an eyeshadow primer, but they're things that work so well with their like core most popular product. Yes. So I think it's a really smart move and I'm really keen to see people's reviews on this.
Yeah, I really want that setting spray. Like it's available on Mecca and I have to resist the urge.
I've seen your drawer of setting sprays, Hayley. You can
I know. It's back there.
Next to the designer handbags.
I hide it in the doors, behind the doors, so you can't see it.
Yeah. Mine are in this bag over here.
Yes,
right, good. Back. Fine. All right, Lime Crime have added two new shades to their Freckle Pen range. Now, this is available now on their website. So it is $18 or $30 Australian. And I haven't seen their old Freckle Pen on there. So their old Freckle Pen was yellow. And I don't know if they got rid of it or what happened to it, but they did have a Freckle Pen out and they've just added two new shades. These are in pink packaging and they sort of say that this is supposed to be more of a softer look. So whereas the other one I think was more of, if you've been out in the sun, you've got some tan skin, you've got that sort of tanned freckle look. Whereas this is more of a cool, natural freckle. So for the people that could, like, that want to mimic, like, if you've got really fair skin, but you want to, like, mimic freckles and you didn't want that sort of tanned freckle look, that's what these shades are about. So I think it's adding to the range, which makes sense, but I can't see their old one online. So I'm like, did they discontinue that? I don't know. So essentially there's two shades. There's amber and cocoa. And again, they're just sort of like more cooler toned freckle colors. And you can either sort of apply them sheerly, build them up, or even use them both to get like a more multi-dimensional freckle look. So if you're into the faux freckles, you've got more variety now. Hooray.
Yeah. All right. This one's interesting. Maybelline have launched their new matte and poreless foundation in a pouch format.
Yeah.
So it's usually in a glass bottle and now it's in a squeezy pouch, like little squeezy pouches of yogurt.
Yes. That's what I think of too, yogurt pouches.
Yes. It's the original formula. And they're saying it contains 25% more product for the same price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's 40 mils instead of the 30 mils.
Yeah.
And this has just been sort of popping up in the US now. But if you do search it, it actually sort of like, they must have done test launches in different countries because there are reviews from this late last year. So it has been floating around for a little while. It's more that it's because it's hit the US market now. We're starting to hear about it a bit more. So this is one of those products that I think is very dividing a lot of people. They're saying that the pouch has an optimized spout for controlled dispensing and easy application. You can squeeze it to the very last drop. It's perfect for traveling or use at home. It comes in the 37 shades. It's available on Amazon for $7.99 US, which is super cheap. I think, look, there's people that are saying, this is dividing a lot of people. Some people are saying this is fantastic. It cuts down on packaging. It cuts down on plastic. It cuts down on waste. You can also get better value for money. Other people saying this is the most ridiculous thing ever. And why would I buy that? I would never use it. And it's still made of plastic. So what the fuck?
The original bottles are glass.
Yeah, they're glass. But also the thing about it is that you can recycle glass and you can recycle plastic, but unless you recycle makeup bottles properly, they're generally not recyclable anyway. You actually have to go to quite a lot of effort to recycle them. I think this is a good move. I just think it's not done as well as it should be done. So I think for me, I love the idea of this. I think this should be more of a refill bag rather than its own bottle.
Yeah.
I think that it should be made out of some like biodegradables or compostable materials. So I think that's what they should have done, is just like, if you love this product, you can buy refill bags, keep your glass bottle, and just keep reusing it, or you can use it on the go if you want to, like this. But I sort of feel like the way they've done it, I can understand why it's a bit polarizing, but I like this step. I'm actually surprised brands haven't done this before, because this is something that like a lot of body care or cleaning products do to minimize waste. They, you can buy the refill bags at a better value. So I think this is great that it's coming into the makeup industry or the makeup sort of market. But I think they could have done it a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting that they're doing this. I would want to see one in person to see like what it's like.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't hate it, but I feel like I need to see it before I can judge what it's like. And also, like you said, if they don't recycle that type of plastic in like wherever you recycle your products, it doesn't matter. It's not recyclable anyway. So, you know, we'll see.
I definitely think they're going in the right direction. And just thinking about it though, like we're so used to having bottles, like in front of me, I've got a bottle of foundation. We're so used to having, you know, bottles of things that's what you expect, but there's nothing that actually should stop us from going, oh, a pouch of foundation is fine. Like and the thing is, you can get more product from it and get it, squeeze it right down to the last drop.
Yeah.
So it would actually be a lot more cost effective for people to buy foundations that way. And again, less plastic and packaging. So it's just more of a shift of your mindset, I guess. So I'd be interested to see how this is received.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be interested to see if it comes to Australia.
True.
All right, we have a collection from Melt. It's the 420 collection again.
Yeah, they had collections last year, and a lot of people were saying they wanted to see a sort of second round. And because Melt actually had closed their warehouse or their shipping facilities and shut down their website, it looked like they weren't going to release something for 420, but of course, being Melt, they didn't let people down, and here it is.
It is definitely a 420 collection. Yeah. So this consists of the 420 palette. This is a 10 pan palette, and it looks a little bit like a mix between Gemini and Smoke Sessions, sort of brownie colors, yellows, and greens.
Yeah,
essentially.
It looks a lot like Gemini. So the murky greens being Gemini, and then their Rust palette they've just released with the browns.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just a mishmash of past palettes.
Yeah. I think that's fair. There's also two ultra matte gel liners. Wallflower is an olive green. Spiff. You know they wanted to call it Spliff. Why didn't they just fucking do it? Like, you're not funny. Spiff is a true brown. And then there's the stash box, which contains the 420 palette and both ultra matte gel liners and a glass smoking pipe. It's all launched. Wanted it, you probably already bought it.
That's true. Yeah, if this was really up your alley, you would have already bought it. I think it's an interesting one because I have the Smoke Sessions palette. I don't like weed-inspired makeup, just my personal preference. But I do have the Smoke Sessions palette. I have the Gemini palette. And the Gemini palette with those sort of like chartreusey, yellowy greens, I love and adore. And so there's part of me that's like, I really want to try this. And this is that element of it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm also like, I've got it. This just seems so repetitive that it's confusing me. You know, some people love the colors, don't like the theme. Other people love the theme, but I think the palettes are repetitive. And if you've got any a couple of melt palettes, you've probably already got shades like this. So it's a really interesting choice to release this particular palette. I sort of feel like they're just piggybacking off the popularity of Gemini and they're trying to replicate it. But also people were quite confused because, again, similar to Colourpop, Melt's website was actually down, but they did announce that in that what they've done is there's select items that are sort of like weed themed. They released those put them back up on the website for purchasing along with this new collection, and they were shipping those from the 20th of April. And then what they're going to do is open up their full website back in May. So essentially, I think what they had the opportunity to do is maybe have limited staff in there. So they decided to put all their efforts into shipping the new collection. But if you wanted to buy other stuff from their website, it's coming back up in May.
Excellent.
All right, Milk Makeup have released some new brow products. So again, this launched the 20th of April. So Milk Makeup is another brand that loves to harp on about the weed-inspired stuff. They've released Kush Triple Brow Pens. So these are long-wear, water-resistant, triple-tipped brow pens that fill, feather, and build dimensional, natural-looking brows. So they've had brow pens before, but these are sort of like, they've just got three little prongs on them, I guess, to give that micro-brow sort of effect, I guess. It does contain hemp-derived cannabis seed oil to hydrate and condition hairs, sunflower oil and aloe to nourish brows, and it's supposed to be a sheer buildable pigment, which is good. So there's 8 shades available, and they're available now at Sephora and at Milk Makeup.
From Morphe, we have 2 new artistry palettes. There's the 9V Vintage Rose and the 9W Smoke and Shadow. These are all available now. They're retailing for $12, $18, or you can buy them both for $20 or $30. So essentially what we have is sort of a pinky mauve palette and then a cool toned purpley sort of grungy.
Smoky palette. Yeah.
From Nabla, we have a new QT collection. So this consists of 3 palettes, 3 lipsticks, and 3 new products called the Cupid's Arrow Longwear Stylo. The palettes are Platinum, Metropolitan, and Wild Berry. They're €23.50 each. There's 3 Glam Touch lipsticks. So these are a new formula to their range. And they also come in Platinum, Metropolitan, and Wild Berry. So there's like a mauve brown, a medium light nude, and a neutral berry. They're €13.50 each. And the Cupid's Arrow Longwear Stylos are kind of like a retractable chubby pencil type thing. And you can use it as like an eyeliner, a lip liner, whatever you want. They are they're €15.90 each, and they come in Arrow 1, which is a hazelnut nude, Arrow 2 is a chestnut brown, Arrow 3 is a berry, and you can also buy everything in bundles. So there's 3 bundles available. They're €53.30 each. So the whole collection is available now at Nabla Cosmetics. So you can go get it if you want it. I don't know how they created these beautiful wing eyeliner looks with those stylos, because you have to use a brush to do that, because they're not skinny enough.
Look, I like this collection. I think the colours are sort of, there's a nice balance between a palette that has a bit of colour. There's one that's a bit smoky and cool, and one that's sort of berry. And I think that's sort of, there's something for everyone. And I think that's, and I do like Nabla quality. I don't think it's amazing. But I think for the little cutie capsule palettes, I think they're a nice way to sample Nabla. And they often have a really nice variety of finishes and textures in there. I really like the platinum looking ones. Cool Tone Browns, I'm all over. The thing that I think is strange about the Metropolitan one is that looks a lot like their coral one that they released second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like that looks a little bit repetitive, but I think their little color capsules are really pretty. The platinum one is my jam right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, that one, I love that one. That one is like next on my list. I've been playing with the wild berry one. And I've just got a couple more shades in there that I need to use. But next I'm moving on to platinum because that looks amazing.
Yeah. And we're going into the cooler months in Australia and I'm like, smoky eye, bronzy sort of smoky eye. I'm down. I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Ofra have launched a new collection. This is the Glitch 2000 collection. It contains an eyeshadow palette. So the Glitch 2000 baked eyeshadow palette, $29. And that has, what, 9 shades? Yeah. And then we've got the Flexi Slick. These are lip glosses. And there's 3 shades available. They're US $19 each. There's Velour, which is a neutral magenta. There's Dash, which is a rose copper with silver flecks. And Slip, which is a nude mauve. So they're all available now at Ofra Cosmetics. They look boring as fuck. And this palette, there's something about it that makes me want to throw my phone against the wall.
I hate it so much. I hate it so fucking much. It looks like a glitch from the year 2000. Send it back. Nobody wants it. Who? What are they doing? What is this?
Didn't they have a collection similar to this last year?
All of their collections look like this. They're those bloody multi-pan highlighters.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They just keep releasing the same shit, which is like the generic highlighter just in different like segment pans. Or whenever they do try to release an eyeshadow palette, it does not hit the mark. Is this all shimmer as well? You're frosty and you're nasty. And there's too much wasted space here. They redesigned their packaging like a year and a bit ago. They need to do something better.
Redesign it again. They must have redesigned it during a Mercury retrograde because they just fucked it up.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I hate it so much. Like, it actually annoys me looking at it.
Look, I think that's fair. I think the thing is that this palette looks so outdated. The one tone of shimmer is just like 90s, early 2000s, and it should be left there. And the colours, again, they look sort of dull and muted. So you're not getting the people that want the nudes and you're not getting the people that want rich colours. And even people that want nudes want rich nudes. These look like wishy-washy fucking sad shimmers that shouldn't be here.
I know.
I don't like them.
From Pure Cosmetics, we have a new cannabis collection. So this consists of the Hybrid Primer, $36, the Haze Mist, $28, the Hybrid Balm, which is a tinted lip and cheek balm in 3 shades. There's a berry, a nude, and a clear for $20. There's Skin Haze, which is a highlighter, $28. And Haze Days, which is a soothing eye cream for $39. And they all actually contain CBD.
Yeah, and they give you the measurements, so the milligrams that they contain. So which is good because a lot of people say that all of this skincare claims to contain these ingredients, but then they don't actually contain them in doses that does anything. So at least you can judge for yourself and do your own research here. Look. Haze Days. How is that a name for an eye cream? It just, like, I feel like these brands are trying so hard to be cool that it like boggles my mind. And Pure Cosmetics is one of them. Like, they got the Trolls collection. Didn't they bring out a blue light collection?
Yes. Yeah.
Doing some really like, look how cool we are, guys. Search us on
Instagram. No, I got my skateboard. I feel like when they start using words like haze and then days with a Z in it, I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, even if, let's say, you know, people, they want these CBD products, right? And they see a benefit from it. When you're reading shit like skin haze and haze days, it's like, it just puts it in this like basket of
tacky
yeah. bullshit.
Well, like, one of the balm names is LMFAO.
I know. And another one's Mellow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's so stereotypical. Like, if you want to be taken seriously, stop being so fucking embarrassing. Like, I have secondhand embarrassment reading this.
Yeah, I agree.
They could be amazing products.
Yeah.
But I'm embarrassed.
Fair. All right, we're going to run through some Revolution products very, very quickly because there's too many and it's frustrating. So firstly, there's a round two collaboration with Roxy from Rox. Mm-hmm. Her handle on Instagram is Roxasaurus. So she brought out a collab. There was two eyeshadow palettes and a bronzer highlighter palette. This was a few months ago. And they've added to that by putting a blush palette. So this is an 8-pan blush palette and also a lip collection. So this contains three liquid lipsticks, which contains a light creamy nude, matte brown and a matte pink. So they're available now. We've also seen an expansion to the peach and avocado range. So they brought out like these the peach palette and the avocado palette sometime last year, and they've just added a whole bunch of crap to that range. So for example, there's lip oils, there's liquid lipsticks, mascaras, 3D highlighters, priming sprays, more eyeshadow palettes. So if you liked those everything. Ranges of peach or avocado, they've just added shit tons to it. They've also added so the peach 3D highlighter is a thing. They've also got a strawberry one and an apple one if you wanted it. So essentially they're baked highlighters and they're shaped like the fruit. So that is also a thing available now. I'm not giving prices because you can look it up. There's so much stuff here. They've also added to their skincare range, and this is a huge addition. So this is the makeup removers and cleansers range. So they've got three different types of makeup removers. There's a lip color remover, a makeup remover spray, which is interesting, a gentle eye makeup remover, and then they've got five cleansers. So if you're picky about the style of cleanser you want, you can be picky here. There's a cleansing jelly, there's a hydration boost cleanser, a cleansing milk jelly, a melting gel cleanser, and a purifying cleanser paste. So most of those are available now. The paste is coming soon. But they've dumped so much stuff on us over the last week and a half. I don't even know.
Oh, my God. They are not giving up, are they?
They're like, COVID-19, what?
Who? I don't know that bitch. She don't live here.
Is that like a production number of something that's coming up? Because don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit. That's a lot.
Look, I think the thing that interests me the most out of these is the cleansers and the makeup removers, because it's not like they've just gone, here's a gel cleanser. They've gone, here's every type of fucking makeup remover and cleanser you might even want to conceive in your brain, including a spray makeup remover.
Yeah. Well, Urban Decay have one of them, and I have tried it, and it was fucked. It was shit.
Look, the thing they're missing here is a oil cleanser, which is my
preferred. I reckon that's what the makeup removal spray is going to be. I reckon.
Yeah, but you've got to spray it then.
I know. It's fucked. That's what Urban Decay was.
You want oil in your hair?
And they didn't even recommend spraying it on your face. They recommend spraying it on your hand and then putting it. Like, why? What the fuck is the point?
The pump.
Yes.
Simple.
Nobody wants to be like, trying to no.
I agree.
Get fucked with that shit.
And I can tell you, any spray oil is never a good idea. Coming from a heavily pregnant person that sometimes has to get up in the middle of the night and uses a lot of body oils, I tried to use up a body spray oil, which I successfully used up. But do you know how many times if I used it sprayed on my body, I'd get up in the middle of the night and slip on the tiles?
Yeah, it's fucking dangerous. Yeah, no. The only sprays that I want for my face are like setting sprays, and the only sprays I want for my body are perfume. Everything else, see you later. It's a no.
It's a no from me. I agree.
Yeah. All right. We have something that's a sneak peek for Wayne Gloss. I mean, Wayne Goss. I'm hoping it's a gloss. It's not going to be. I reckon it's probably a lipstick. Something's coming soon. Yeah. So we'll find out soon. It looks like lipstick.
Yeah, and it's definitely coming to Beautylish. So there you go. But I agree with you. That it looks
Unless it's a brush holder. If it's a brush holder, I'm going to laugh.
See, people were guessing that, but I don't reckon it is going to be, because he did hashtag Wayne Goss Cosmetics.
I see that.
So I feel like this is going to be a first release of his makeup line. A year ago, early last year, I think he was showing potential palette sizes for eyeshadows.
Yes, he was.
And talking about wanting to make more cosmetics or wanting to make cosmetics. And I think the thing about, like, a few people, this is clearly, if it's makeup, it's a stick product. A few people think it might be perfume. I don't think he'll go down the road of perfume. I think it's too risky selling perfume online. And I don't think he would go there. This could be, the only two things I'm thinking is a lipstick or maybe like a cream highlighter. A few people are saying that it might be foundations, but the way that he talked about his brush range, saying that pretty much everything he earns from it, he puts back into his brush range, it's not making him heaps of money. I don't think he's got the capital to make foundations. To make a bang on foundation formula, it takes a very long time, it's very costly. And then to make enough shades, every time you make a shade or you run a batch of shades, that's a new, like, that's expensive. Yeah. So I would say that this is, he's probably doing a Lisa Eldridge.
Yeah.
And releasing a couple of shades of lipstick, or he's bringing out one, like, bang on, like, this is my most amazing glowy stick highlighter. That's sort of my prediction here, but we'll find out soon.
YSL have launched the I Love You So Pop collection. So this consists of four Rouge Pure Couture and four Rouge Voluptuous Shine lipsticks. And they're all red, and good luck telling them apart.
Very true. Packaging is super cute, though.
Packaging is cute. I feel like the one with the lips and the hearts and the eyes, I feel like we've seen that before.
Possibly.
But maybe, maybe not. Anyway, they're $38 each and they're available now at Sephora.
All right, last thing is from Zoeva. Yes, that's correct. We've got the Authentic Skin Finishing Powder. So this is now available at Zoeva Cosmetics, $26 each. Comes in six shades. So you've got a shade for very fair to light skin through to deep to very deep skin, so six different shades. It's a silky smooth loose powder that effortlessly melts into your skin and sets makeup all day long. It's extra fine, ultra blendable and weightless. It's supposed to absorb oil, minimize shine, and leaves a translucent and soft matte finish. So this is a mattifying setting powder, but it sounds like it's a nice high quality one, I guess, from what they're saying.
Contains gemstones.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Tourmaline, quartz, and amethyst powder.
No. Infused with rose oil as well. Yeah, they lost me at the gemstones. It's unnecessary. It's a mattifying powder that you're going to wash off your face. You do not need gemstones in there. What the fuck?
No. Ridiculous.
That reminds me of that brand a couple of years ago that brought out, their gimmick was a loose highlighter, but it was in a jar with like fake gemstones in it.
Yes, yes. Those fucking idiots. I remember them. So bad.
I wonder if they're still available. I'm going to say probably not, but at least with those, you're not putting ground up gemstones on your face. You just have you just left over with a like a pile of glass.
Yeah, stupid. It's dumb. It's stupid. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP. And this week's VIP is Sandy Pandy.
What an
Thank
name. Thank you, Love
Sandy.
It.
Sandy. Thank you for supporting Beauty News. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do it. Kat, what is our emoji?
Inspired by our beautiful rooms we're currently filming in because we are influencers. We're going to go handbags and shoes and perfume bottles and anything you see in the background that inspires you and is like, oh, I'm so jealous of their
flowers, beautiful view. I wish I had a room like this. I wish.
Yeah, yours is much nicer than mine. Mine is a little bit tacky. It's not my cup of tea. But
hey,
this is what people think our rooms should be like.
I know, right? Well, to be fair, that mirror behind you, I do have one of them currently in front of me. So.
And that's why you've got fantastic lighting and mine looks like absolute shit. So it's working a treat. You're doing
something right. We have to get you a magic mirror.
Yes.
The
All
light.
I've got is my computer screen. It doesn't work.
Yeah. It's a hard life. It's a hard life.
Tough. Tough times.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we will see you in the next one.
Hopefully not next week.
Oh yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully we'll see you in like a month.
Maybe next week. The way things are going, we'll see you next week.
Who knows? We play it by ear.
That's true. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.